I'm not afraid. Yeah. It's been a ride. Everybody, I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there. You can
try and read. Eminem returned to the summit of the pop world in 2010. Fresh from winning his battle with prescription drugs, the Michigan rapper issued his comeback album, Recovery. Selling 5.8 million copies globally, it was the second best-selling album of the year, trailing only The Fame Monster by Lady Gaga. It also helped Eminem earn 10 Grammy Award nominations, more than any other current contender. Recovery is up for Album of the Year. Also in the running are The Suburbs by Canadian band Arcade Fire, Need You Now by country pop trio Lady Antebellum, Lady Gaga's aforementioned set The Fame Monster, and Teenage Dream from pop singer Katy Perry. Eminem is also present in the Record of the Year race as he and Rihanna contend with Love the Way You Lie. Opposing it are Need You Now from Lady Antebellum, Empire State of Mind from Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, Forget You by CeeLo Green, and Nothing on You from rapper B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Ranking second among this year's nominees with 7 is Bruno Mars. Born Peter Hernandez, this 25-year-old native of Hawaii was a young boy when he began working as a professional Elvis Presley impersonator. He later crafted several hits for other acts as one-third of the songwriting production team, the Smeezingtons. While Bruno has enjoyed 3 number one U.S. singles in the past year, he didn't make it into the ranks of Best New Artist nominees. Leading that list is Justin Bieber, the 16-year-old Canadian phenomenon whose rise to fame began when his mother posted videos of his performances on the internet. Also in the race for Best New Artist are Canadian rapper-actor Drake, British rock act Florence and the Machine, UK folk rock quartet Mumford & Sons, and U.S. jazz performer Esperanza Spalding. While the Song of the Year category honors songwriters, many of the nominees are also performers. They include Ray LaMontagne, who sings his composition Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Also competing are Tom Douglas and Alan Shamblin for Miranda Lambert's hit The House That Built Me, Alexander Grant, Holly Hafferman, and Marshall Eminem Mathers for Love the Way You Lie, Dave Haywood, Josh Keir, Charles Kelly, and Hillary Scott for Lady Antebellum's Need You Now, and CeeLo Green, Philip Lawrence, and Bruno Mars for Forget You.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. I'm just a change in my pocket, wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you, and forget her too. Said if I was with ya, I'd still be with ya. No, ain't that some shit? And although there's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with the forget you.
Last year, Lady Gaga released the world's best-selling album with The Fame Monster. She also picked up 2 Grammy Awards, but found herself ineligible for Best New Artist. This year, the often provocative performer is up for 6 Grammys, including Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for Bad Romance. Opposing Lady Gaga in the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance category are Sarah Bareilles with King of Anything, Beyoncé with a live rendition of Halo, Nora Jones with Chasing Pirates, and Katy Perry with Teenage Dream. Named after the gramophone or early phonograph, the Grammy Awards carry extra significance due to their peer-oriented nature. Voting is confined to members of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, a U.S. organization encompassing professionals from all facets of the music industry. pop music was front and center on the nation's charts last year. So let's close our look at the 53rd annual Grammy race with Best Pop Vocal Album. Justin Bieber offers My World 2.0, facing off against I Dreamed a Dream by talent show competitor Susan Boyle, The Fame Monster by Lady Gaga, Battle Studies from John Mayer, and Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Katy wraps up our look at the Grammy race with the title song, Teenage Dream. I'm Ray McDonald.